For the most recent filing period between May 28th and July 15th, Democrat Mike Mishu has more than $1 million left in his campaign fund, while LePage has just over $900,000. Meanwhile, independent Elliot Cutler has about $527,000 in cash on hand, but that includes $580,000 he gave to himself. Colby College political science professor Sandy Mazel says Maine's historical political landscape features no shortage of candidates who have largely self-funded their campaigns.
The vast majority do not win. And it seems to me what that reflects is not that people resent their money, but that, in fact, they haven't built a base of support that is broad enough to win a general election. So if I were in the Cutler campaign, I would be worried about that.
Cutler is polling at around 15% and heavily self-financing his campaign. Mazel says that's a much different situation than 4 years ago when Cutler nearly defeated LePage by drawing Democrats away from Libby Mitchell's camp in the final weeks of the campaign.
The entire premise of the Cutler campaign is that those people will come to his side near the end as they did 4 years ago. The problem is his numbers are staying very low, and he's not showing the kind of broad support that would seem to lead one to that conclusion. And most of the people, again, who I know are saying we can't stick with him if he's going to finish third and take votes away and essentially elect Governor LePage again.
But Cutler says Mazel's take on the current race reminds him of a conversation the two had 4 years ago.
Sandy's advice was to get out of the race, you know, because I was going to lose badly to Libby Mitchell. Now, I don't want to suggest that Sandy's wrong all the time, but I am giving zero thought, maybe less than zero if that's possible, to getting out of this race. I'm going to win this race.
Cutler says he's had to finance his own campaign because Maine's election law stacks the cards against independents. That's because Republicans and Democrats are allowed to raise twice as much money from individuals, whether or not they have a primary. And Cutler, unlike LePage or Mishu, refuses to accept money from PACs or outside sources. University of Maine political science professor Mark Brewer says Cutler's defense for only raising half of Mishu's total is valid, but he also says the numbers don't bode well for the campaign in the months ahead.
For me, the more important takeaway is the bottom line is that if it wasn't for money he was willing to loan himself, he wouldn't have any money.
In contrast, Cutler says he sees no diminished enthusiasm among the voters he meets, and that when compared to his fundraising efforts 4 years ago, he's significantly ahead of the game.
In July of 2010, we had raised $320,000 from donors. In July of 2014, we've raised over $1 million, more than three times as much. And we're doing this with two hands tied behind our back.
The Mishu campaign says Cutler's fundraising reflects his relative lack of support in the race. Meanwhile, the LePage campaign, which hopes to see Cutler eat into Mishu's support in November, says it continues to view Cutler as a highly competitive opponent. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.